This week we're wrapping up Catholic Schools Week. We last Sunday, Father Ben filled in for me. We had the kids serve in the different liturgical roles at Mass. And all this week we had a bunch of very fun events, a religion bowl. We had the Vietnamese lion dancers out, which was really cool. We had our student extravaganza where kids got to do all sorts of things outside the normal curriculum. I was in charge of rocketry. We only put 4 rockets in the parking lot of Town West. And just a wonderful week, and I want to thank you all for that week. It was a great celebration of the gift of our Catholic school. I'm curious and would like your feedback this morning. What do you think of when you think of Christ the King School? What's the first thing that comes to mind? And if some of you are willing to volunteer your answers, I'd like to hear them. Don't all speak at once.
Small classes.
Small classes. She was going to say the same thing. Sure you were. That's what kindergartens say. Just kidding. Spiritual growth. Jesus. Anyone else? You're probably all just too chicken to say anything, aren't you? Grace? Welcoming. Lunches. That would come from a teenage boy, right? Fun night. Yes. You know, I guess when I think of it, I was thinking of this the other day. The thing that comes to mind first is the apostles sitting at the feet of Jesus. I mean, wasn't that kind of the first Catholic school? You know, that these apostles would sit at the feet of Jesus and he would teach them about the kingdom, that he would tell them parables and instruct them. You see, a lot of us think that Catholic education is a way to do private education or a way to, have better schools or whatever. But really, what's the mission of our diocese? Anybody know what the mission of our Catholic schools are? Anybody know? Yeah, to form disciples of Christ. And think of this word form in the biblical sense. What is the Bible say as far as an image? It's clay in the potter's hands, right? That Jesus is trying to form you into a little image of himself, a disciple. And that's our attempt still today in the Catholic school, is to form Christian disciples, just like Jesus did 2,000 years ago with these men sitting at his feet, learning from him. There can be a lot of challenges with that. I was, last weekend when Father Ben filled in for me, I was out in Northern Virginia with a couple friends of mine, John and Christine. They have 4 little kids. 2 of them go to their local Catholic school, St. Teresa's. And right before we were going to bed, Christine piped up and she says, "Father Matt, I want you to come and see this." And on her laptop, she was showing me the letter that she'd received that day from her school about tuition the next year. It was going to be almost $12,000 for 2 children. An average of $6,000 a kid. Now Dan here, he's got 6 children. And he probably hopes to send all of them to Catholic school, right? Could you afford to send 6 children to Catholic school at $6,000 a pop? And Rayleigh, we know you're worth every penny, right? But it's just not feasible unless you win the lottery, and in that case, you're going to give 10% to me, right? And another 10% to the church. Yeah. And the beautiful thing is we have this system in Wichita. We're the only diocese in the United States and probably the world who does it this way. There are individual parishes out there, but we are the only diocese where diocesan-wide, if you are an active and faithful Catholic in your parish, your children can go to school tuition-free. It doesn't mean that Catholic schools are free, though. And as Dan shared with you this morning, We have some teachers who are even contemplating leaving our school to go somewhere else because they simply cannot get a good pay here. Several of them are about 75% of what they could make in the public schools. We need to get them up a little higher. I was thinking, too, the other day about, you know, what's the value of a Catholic education? Because I had one of the teachers over at Bishop Carroll share with me how they were visiting with an alumni from another place in D.C., a parish called Blessed Sacrament. And you'll never guess what tuition was there, K through 8. $40,000 a year for one kid. And so I'm sitting there thinking, okay, so what's the value of a Catholic education? Is it worth $40,000? I don't know about you, but if I'm a parent, I'm saying, kid, you're going to public school, right? But then I got to thinking, you know, what are some of the experiences I've had with some of these kids? Because when a boy in middle school gets in trouble and he's sitting in my office, which you got to do some pretty bad things to make it all the way over to my office, I really find myself wondering, where's this kid going to be in 20 years? And if we kick him out of school, which he deserves, what's going to happen to him? But you know what's even worse than that? I think of what's going to happen to his soul. Because he can end up in jail and still undergo conversion. He can end up doing all sorts of bad things in his life and still know Jesus. But that's the key. What's the value of a Catholic education? Life or death eternally in heaven or hell. That's the value of a Catholic education. When I was out in Virginia, I was visiting with John and Christine late at night. The kids had gone to bed, and they said, how many seminarians do you have for your diocese? I was like, oh, I'm so proud. We have 60. 60 seminarians. They're in the Diocese of Arlington, which is many times bigger than ours, and they have 34. You know why we are so blessed with our seminarians? Because of these Catholic schools right here. When you've been forming a young man from the time he was 5 years old all the way until he's 18, and every year you're talking to him about the gift of vocation and the opportunity to serve God's people as a priest, it wakes up that vocation in many of our young men. But this is likewise true of marriage. People sometimes ask me, Father, what's the most important vocation? And we can argue about how priesthood's a higher calling or whatever. But to me, the most important vocation is marriage because I wouldn't be here without it. It's kind of vital. And we see wonderful marriages coming out of our Catholic schools. Boys and girls who have been formed from age 5 through 18, maybe beyond, with a sense that God has given them their spouse for a purpose to get them to heaven. So what is the value of a Catholic education? What is it to you? This weekend we celebrate the Feast of the Presentation, where Mary and Joseph, they brought their, not only their firstborn, but their only child, to consecrate that child to God, to hand him over, literally. Poor Simeon grabbed him away from Mary. To hand him over to God. God, I believe, is asking us to do the same thing. To hand even the little we have over to him. And I know that for the past 3.5 years that I've been here as your pastor, I've never asked this formally, but will you join us? Will you join us in this mission to continue to give the church priests, to continue to give the church good married people, consecrated, and lay single people. Will you continue to enrich this church through your gift and the gift of Catholic formation?